If you are talking about it, he's talking about it. And if he's talking about it, it's worth talking about. Richard Dixon on Birmingham's Real Talk. Talk 99.5.
Talk to me, baby. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Talk99.5.com. Anthony and Company Jewelers. Bringing you portions of today's show. Take it from a guy who's been shopping there for almost 22 years now. When you're looking for top quality jewelry at the lowest possible price, and that's guaranteed, you need look no further than Anthony and Company Jewelers right there, 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe, the deceptively large store. Doesn't look that big from the outside. Then you go in and you go, oh, wow, look at all this. There's an immense amount of selection of all different kinds, shapes, sizes, you know, different kinds of stones, different precious metals. If you don't see something you like, well, first off, what's wrong with you? Secondly, there's more in the back, and they'll be happy to bring out something if that's what you like. You can also get something designed or redesigned, because all they're interested in is making sure you're happy. Don't believe everything you hear, because there are folks out there who are doing their level best to steer you away from this third-generation, family-owned local jewelry company that is really doing great work. Anthony and Company Jewelers, 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe, 987-2224 on the telephone, or find them online, anthonycojewelers.com. The big stupid question of the day, the worst song a stripper could possibly dance to, seems to be getting an awful lot of action and traction on the phone lines. I had a sneaking suspicion it might. Let me give you a couple of headlines real quick before we get there. First off, federal investigators are reaching the conclusion slowly that the attack on the Capitol building last week was pre-planned. Really, Sherlock? You just figured that out. Okay. The attack had begun well before Donald Trump even began speaking, much less finished speaking. And it was done by a couple of hundred people. That's who got inside. You know, you look and say, well, there were 250,000, 300,000 people there. 200 of them got in. Come on, if 300,000 people wanted in, they would have gotten in and overwhelmed the place, as you know. They didn't, because the vast majority of them were not there for that sort of activity. The impeachment thing has taken place yesterday. Yes, they voted to impeach Donald Trump in the House, which is a waste of time and effort. He's going to be gone in a few days anyway. Nancy Pelosi refuses to say when she's going to send it to the Senate. Mitch McConnell says, doesn't matter when you send it. We're in pro forma until we actually convene on the 19th. And then, of course, Joe Biden gets sworn in on the 20th. So you're basically going to be dealing with the Senate after the guy that you're trying to impeach has left office. What a waste of time. Weekly jobless claims jumped up almost 200,000 this past week. I have thoughts on that, and I can get to those a little bit later. But first, let's get back to the phones, where Lamar is in Gardendale. Hey, Lamar, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up, man?
I got a song that both the melody and the subject matter would be terrible. How about Cats in the Cradle?
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. That could be a depressing little tune to do. You know, all the guys sitting there, the businessmen sitting there with their scotch, you know, thinking about how terrible they were to their fathers and how terrible their kids are to them. Yeah, that's not what those are not inspirational images when you're at a strip joint. I'm guessing. I don't know. I've never been there. So
exactly. You were talking about earlier this video game thing you got. I was video games, but I was more pinball. You said you were pinball too, right?
Like, yeah, I'm a pinball guy. I really want to. A great pinball machine, but, you know, it's almost like I have to, you got to buy a new one, and they're like in the thousands, like the $5,000 to $7,000 range. And I'm like, or I could have a motorcycle. Which way do I want to go with this thing?
Exactly. Did you ever play the pinball machine Gorgar by any chance?
Oh, I'm sure I did. How long ago are we talking here?
It was like, I was playing that like around 1980, early 80s at the Oz Record Store in Midfield.
I probably played it. Not here, but I probably played it somewhere.
They said, I think it was the first one to speak.
Oh, well, then definitely I played it, yes. Yeah.
He would say, if you did well, he would say, Gorgar.
Gorgar.
That might ring a bell. Yeah, he would. He had a couple of sentences he said.
Yeah, I do remember. It's funny because pinball people, we know certain machines. Like everybody played that Playboy machine. Everybody played the Kiss machine. If you didn't play the Kiss machine, did you ever really play pinball? You know, I mean, everyone has played some of these. Right, the Addams Family. I remember one of the first ones that had more than one level on it. I think, and I don't remember what the name of it was, but I remember the first time I saw that they had moved into two levels, I was like, holy crap, it's a whole new world.
That was fun, yeah. I had one political thing to talk about. I think it's funny how, I'm conservative, surprised, people on our side, when they talk about future elections, future national elections, like we have a chance to win, it's hilarious to me.
Well, I think it's interesting that so many people like you say, well, I'm never voting again. Take that anger, take that resignation, and turn it toward getting some of these legislatures in these states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, they're Republican legislatures. They should want to actually solidify their voting. And they did, really. I mean, Pennsylvania did. They said, no, we're not doing any of this special funny stuff. We're not accepting ballots. And it was a district judge that came in and said, oh, yes, you will. And when they tried to challenge it, you had appeals courts go, well, you can't prove that there's harm done, so we're not going to allow you to challenge it now. And then afterward, they said, well, it's too late. The cat's out of the barn. You got to start this crap sooner than 2 weeks before the election, okay? You have to start this now. If you want the 2022 elections to go well, these state legislatures have to be serious about engraving their election rules into stone and then saying, oh, by the way, this doesn't change if there's a pandemic. These rules are still here.
Yeah, I haven't given up. I'm just little concerned about elections in the future after Republicans just let three go.
Yeah. Well, I feel a little bit like you do when people say, well, if Trump had just done this or said that, it doesn't matter what Trump did. He got 11 million more votes than he got the first time. It didn't matter. They were going to do whatever it took on the other side, whether that was fair or not. They were going to play whatever game they had to make it happen, you know?
Like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
It matters who counts the votes. Thank you, Lamar. I appreciate the call,
man.
Take care. There's Lamar in Gardendale, fellow pinball head. Pete is in Westover. Hey, Pete, you're on Talk 99.5 on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's up?
Hey, Richard.
Howdy.
Doing all right.
I am exquisite, as always, but you knew that.
I just had to hear that.
Okay.
I do have one thing that nobody has said. How about the national anthem? Now, that would be really hard to say.
Oh, say, and everyone stands up, you know. Basically, we're all Cousin Eddie when that thing plays. We all have to stand at attention and put your hand over your heart. So, yeah, that would be sort of difficult to watch, I would agree. Nice, Pete. Thank you for the call. AJ is in New Orleans. Really? Are you actually calling from New Orleans, or you're from New Orleans?
I'm here, sir. I'm
what are
here.
You doing in New Orleans, man?
Wow, man, I'm talking to radio royalty here. I'm honored, sir.
That's me, baby. What part of New Orleans are you in, man?
I'm in the quarters. Actually, I can see the back of St. Louis Cathedral from on the balcony.
Very, very nice. When I was there year ago, June, I stayed right at the corner of where you look at one side, there was Jackson Square, and you look at the other side, and there was the Café Du Monde. It was amazing. It was the best damn place I've ever stayed. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
those days are over.
All my life, I'll never leave it.
Good for you.
Of course, long time, first time here. You know, I've got an answer to your big, stupid question. I hope this is a good one.
Hit me, man.
Back in the day, I owned a dance club here, and we had one of our wigglers. She would actually dance to Long Black Train by Josh Turner. yeah.
All right.
Got a lot of stares, you know. But occasionally, the dancers would ask me to pick their songs. And, hey, my go-to was Foggy Mountain Breakdown. You know, you've never seen anything until you've seen a dancer's dance, buck dancing. Stage, you know.
Okay, then. Yeah, New Orleans full of just that kind of quality entertainment, though. You got to give it to them. Do me a favor. Grab a shrimp po' boy for me, will you? Just eat one and say it's in my honor.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Appreciate you much.
Thank you, man. There's AJ calling from New Orleans. That was the first thing I ate, actually, I think, the first New Orleans food that I ate. Well, actually, I had beignet first because I had them for breakfast that day. And then lunch on day one, we stopped by a place and I was like, tell me you got a shrimp po' boy. Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Count me in. Oh, so good. KC is in Alabaster. KC, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up?
Nothing much, Richard. I've got a couple for you, and then I have a comment on one of the other answers. But by the way, this is one of the best questions I think you've had. But the first is Frank Zappa, Why Does It Hurt When I Pee?
Nice.
And then She Left Me With Herpes by Tiny Tim.
Nice.
And also the national anthem, in a strip joint, you're talking about everybody standing up at one time when it comes on. That might not be good because people may flip over some tables, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. That's just wrong. Thank you for the call, sir. Have a lovely day. We got to take a break. We'll hurry back. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Don't go away. See that being a difficult song to strip to. I'll pass on that. There's a lot of Barry Manilow songs that wouldn't cut the mustard quite, to be sure. BYOP is in Roebuck. They're across the street from Walmart. They are the newfangled, bestest possible way to get your car fixed because you control the part buying. You actually go get the part. You're going to save a bunch of money. Because something that could cost you $40 or $60 or $120 at a parts store will frequently get marked up to $200, $800, I mean ridiculous sums of money if you allow the people who are fixing your car to buy the part. There is no rhyme nor reason to why a $200 starter should cost $440 when it's bought by them. So this is going to save you a whole bunch of money. If you don't know exactly what's wrong with the car, you can take it to a parts place. A lot of times they have the ability to check out and do the diagnostic and read the code that the check engine light is giving you, and then they can tell you what it is you need. It's a great, great way to save a bundle. Plus, the work is guaranteed, and they're really fast. BYOPBama.com, BYOPBama.com on the World Wide Web or in Roebuck across the street from Walmart. Sadly, Tim Bogarts, bassist with Jeff Beck and Vanilla Fudge and a group called Cactus, was 76 years old when he passed away earlier today. Well, yesterday, I guess. Yeah. He died yesterday afternoon. It was cancer. People still die from cancer, believe it or not. It's not all COVID. Tim Bogart, of course, was that great bass line on Vanilla Fudge's Keep Me Hanging On. Oh, so good. I had a brush with him when I lived in California for a brief period. I knew a girl who was dating him And I met him extremely briefly and did not even know who he was until after I ran across her later. And she was like, yeah, that was Tim Bogart. I was like, what? Now, this was 37 years ago, which means that he was, you know, 39 at the time. But and the girl was like 22, 23. But, yeah, I was Tim Bogart. That was Tim Bogart. I had no idea when I met him. Anyway, awesome bass player, truly great guy, according to all who knew him, and he's dead at the age of 76. We're losing him fast in 2021, aren't we? There's nothing good about this. I was going to give you a little bit of information. The jobless claims jumping the way they did is not really a shock, because in order to bring people on, hire people, have people on board, or not fire people, you have to feel fairly confident that the economy is going to improve going forward. And there's just not a whole lot of that confidence. So they basically dropped from, or they jumped from 790,000 the week before to 965,000 this week. That is a ridiculous sum, because we're getting close to a million, which is kind of where we were many months ago. You know, we had been going down, but the confidence in the economy has really dropped off precipitously. And I think a lot of it has to do with Joe Biden's plans. I think everybody sort of understands that if a guy comes in and begins regulating the hell out of things, and one of his promises is he's going to increase taxes. We'll see whether or not he's able to get that done. But he's going to do away basically with the Trump tax cuts, which were a godsend to this economy and really did a great job. Now is not the time to be monkeying with the economy. The economy is weak. The economy is sick. The economy is stumbling along. He wants to come along and hamstring it. It's ridiculous. And people know that, and they say, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm certainly not hiring anybody, and I might be releasing a few people until I see how this plays out. That's pretty common. If you understand it, you can read the tea leaves, and you have even a fairly basic understanding of economics, you understand that Joe Biden and his plans are not good for the economy. The Green New Deal, not good for the economy. It's going to jack the price of fuel up almost immediately, which I find funny, because if you manage to subsidize people to move into renewable energy, which is one of the things Joe Biden talks about, and more people move to renewable energy, what you should have is an abundance of oil and gas. Instead, they figure that they'll force people into it by making oil and gas scarce and making it difficult to get, which raises the price, which makes you think artificially that these renewable resources are a good deal. That's not really a good way to run an economy, especially since those renewable resources are just not ready for prime time yet. They're still not. They weren't when Obama was in office. They're still not now. There are some things that you're just not going to get the kind of, like, I think they could work until hell freezes over. They're never going to get a wind turbine that is efficient. You're just never going to get a wind turbine that pays for itself, much less creates more energy. And that's a problem. Rodney is in Wilsonville with an answer to the big stupid question. Rodney, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on, man?
Well, another day in paradise.
You know it, man.
I don't see a dancer making much money with the Cotton Eye Joe song.
Cotton Eye Joe. I like the Cotton Eye Joe.
Especially if you know what Cotton Eye Joe's about.
Would have been married a long time ago if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. Do I know what it is?
About herpes.
Oh, well, there you go. That would
y'all
do it.
Y'all have a blessed one.
All right, thank you for the call, Rodney. Little did we know, I had no idea. Let's talk to Robert in Gardendale. Roberto, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on, man?
How goes it, Richard?
I'm exquisite, as always.
I hear you. Okay, got a couple up for you today for the big stupid question.
All right, hit me.
First one is Bobby Goldsboro's Honey.
And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good. Yeah, that would be awful.
Too many rednecks cried in the beer.
Painful. Painful song. What else you got?
patience from
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
All I need is just a little patience.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I had to play the damn thing so much when it first was released, because I was working at a rock station at the time, or if I just don't like the song in general. I hate that song. I just hate it.
My line is, I just don't have any for it.
Well, there you go. That explains it. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Sometimes in this industry you don't know, because, you know, you might like a song early on and play it just a bunch and then go like, no, I hate it. There are songs that I liked early on, played it a bunch and still loved. And then there are songs I hated from day one. Patience may fall into that category. Eric is in Cordova. Eric, you're on Talk 99.5. Talk to me, man.
There used to be a little bar down in Columbus, Georgia, back when I was in the military in 79. It was called Victory of Go-Go. They actually played the Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner, and they had a girl that went up there and danced to it. It was hilarious. This place here was known for its cheap beer, and we used to get thrown out there every Friday for us taking our clothes off, throwing it up on stage and going, put it on, put it on. But two songs come to mind that novelty songs that would be terrible strip dancing songs. One is I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore.
Yeah, that would not be good.
The other is a Rodney Carrington song, Show Them to Me.
Show Them to Me. I know, Rodney. Yeah, that's nice work there, George. Eric, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, man. Woo! I think you could work the Star Spangled Banner, especially the Hendrix version, if you have some sparklers involved. I don't want to talk about where they are. I'm just saying, if you have some sparklers involved, you could be. Anyway. Today is the 41st anniversary of the release of Rush Permanent Waves. Did you know that? Their seventh studio album. The one that had Spirit of the Radio on it and Free Will. I had no idea. 41 years ago today, Rush really made a splash with that one. Okay. It's news time. That's a bad song for a stripper. Right there. I'm telling you flat out. That's not a strip anybody wants to see. Another thing I'm not interested in seeing is insects in my home. I don't like them in my outdoor entertaining areas either. And David from Mr. Bugs takes great care of me. I don't know what he uses, and I don't care. I know it's safe for my pets. I know it's safe for my grandson. So I don't care. You know, it's not my job to know that stuff. If I wanted to know that stuff, I'd be doing it myself. Well, I tried being my own exterminator many years ago. That was a fool's errand. That was where I finally said, okay, never mind, I'm calling somebody. Mr. Bugs is great at what they do. They are able to rid you of the insects on the inside, keep the ones on the outside outside. And because it is a continuing effort, this is not a war that is ever won, all right? It's a constant battle. It's how it works in the South. Mr. Bugs can come by once a month, once every couple of months, once every 3 months, however you want to work it out. They'll make it happen for you. MRBUGGS.com on the World Wide Web. They also take care of rodents, and they can greenify your lawn with their turf management program. They're very good at what they do. On all fronts, Mr. Bugs, statewide, if you're in the northern part of the state, you're up there and out of the standard area code, then you want to dial up 844-MRBUGGS, 844-MRBUGGS, or just go to MrBugs.com. Locally here, 900-3433, 900-3433, Mr. Bugs, they know what bugs you. A woman that was charged with ballot harvesting in Texas, the woman who was caught by Project Veritas, has been taken into custody and has been charged. You know, this was a woman who was bragging about collecting ballots and about paying people for their ballots and voting and so on and so forth. Now, here's the real question, because I'm pretty sure she wasn't the mastermind. I watched the tape of Project Veritas. In fact, I'm certain she wasn't the mastermind. There was nothing mastermind about this woman. So who really was the one pulling the strings here? I don't think it was her. She may try to claim it was her in order to protect her higher-ups, but I have a sneaking suspicion that there were other people that were involved in this process, and I would very much like to know who they are. The feds executed the only woman on death row last night. She, back in 2004, killed a pregnant woman and tried to cut her baby out of her. Yeah, I think that merits the federal death penalty, depending on where it takes place. Many people tried to stop it again and again, and finally, they ran out of appeals and exhausted every avenue, and so she was put to death by lethal injection last night. Hard to believe it took 16 years. You know, you're kind of like, isn't this an open and shut case? This is evil incarnate here. Did we really have to think more about this? Was that? Okay. A lot of bad information is being spread around about what happened yesterday with the state of Alabama getting the Space Command headquarters, okay, in Huntsville. Space Command and Space Force are not the same thing. I just want to be clear on this. I mentioned it yesterday, and I thought I made it clear, but many people did not get it. Space Command really has to do with the running of operations pertaining to communications and satellite navigation, okay? Space Force is going to be actual guys shooting each other in space like Star Wars. Pew, 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 ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da. I got one. Don't get cocky, kid. That's what we're after.
I want a Millennium Falcon.
Don't we all? I mean, that thing made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Come on. Everybody wants one. By the way, just out of curiosity, yesterday after you and I had talked about the Marvel movies, well, it was 2 days ago, we talked about the Marvel movies being in order on Disney Plus. Just out of curiosity, last night I went over, and I still haven't watched them, by the way. I was too busy watching The Aristocrats, the film that David gave me, a positively filthy film that David gave me. You should never, never have given me that. You should be ashamed of yourself. I've only watched it twice so far. Anyway.
I just try to give you gifts I know you'll use.
Yeah, you were right on this one, no question. And there's like 2 hours of unseen footage, which I always say, well, there's a reason why it's unseen, but it's got some of my favorite comics in it. I mean, there's just a huge number of great, great people, many of whom I've met, which is what's truly awesome. Anyway, so I go over to Star Wars to see, well, do they have them in order? Yeah, they have them in descending order. So they have the last one first, right? And then you work your way down. What is it? Rise of Skywalker and Last Jedi and Force Awakens. Then it's the
Return of the Jedi,
Empire Strikes Back, A New Hope. And then, interestingly, there's Rogue One, right? And then there's the third one, whose name escapes me. Revenge of the Sith. And then I think it's the Han Solo film they put in there.
Mm.
And then there's two, and then there's one. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, if I ever lose my mind, I could sit down and watch those in reverse order. I mean, I wouldn't watch them in reverse order. I'd watch them in direct order. I've never really seen one, two, and three. I started watching one, and 20 minutes in, I was like, I can't. I just can't. I can't get into this.
The first 20 minutes, especially when they're with the Gungans, it gets a little tedious, but I enjoy it after it picks up once they get off the planet and go to Tatooine. But again, I'm a nerd, so I enjoy a lot of that stuff.
I'm a bit of a nerd, too. I have a little bit of a nerd streak in me, so I may actually be able to sit still long enough now, especially if I have my phone in my hands, you know, because I can always just kind of be distracted by that, and then look up and go, oh, something interesting has happened. They're shooting. Yay. Okay, that's good. Tom is in Calera on the Birmingham Broker phone line. Tommy, you're on Talk 99.5. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, first off, I'm retired Air Force.
Okay.
And I was in Space Command.
Space Command.
Space Command. Did you ever see the movie War Games?
I did see the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick.
I was one of those remote sites that fed information to Cheyenne Mountain about all those little things flying up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
We were looking for, we were tracking all those objects, plus sea launch ballistic missiles off of Cuba. All kind of wonderful. I actually watched the SR-71 fly across Russia.
Alrighty then.
And they could not catch it.
Woo!
Too fast.
Big time.
But anyway.
Big time.
My question is this.
Yeah.
All these platforms have shut off President Trump. Google, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Does not the federal government control the airwaves, the FCC? Can they not make them, via the First Amendment, freedom of speech, make them put on the conservative channels? If not, they can shut them down and make them a monopoly and bust them up like they did AT&T and one of those oil companies I can't remember too many years ago. A lot of questions.
Well,
by the way, the dance that you couldn't do,
yeah.
Home on the Range. And I thought about a Hokey Pokey, but no.
Yeah, no, that would be bad.
It
really would, wouldn't it? With even extra parts. The answer to your question actually lies within the question itself. You said, doesn't the federal government control the airwaves? And the answer is yes, they do, because the airwaves are considered to be public property. The internet, however, doesn't travel over the airwaves. It travels over wire. It comes over phone lines, and it comes over cable, and it comes over rapid pulse light. I don't even remember the name of it. There's a cool terminology for it.
Pulse code modulation. I know.
Yeah, it comes in a variety of different ways, but none of them are actually over the air. Much like cable TV, the FCC does not actually have any power over cable TV, and so they really have no power over the World Wide Web.
They do DirecTV and Dish and all those that use satellites.
No, not necessarily, because they launch their own satellites and they buy their own satellite time. That's not airwaves. That's satellites. That's completely different.
But we allow them. Trust me.
That's like saying we allow you to walk in the woods over there. You know, it's a little bit I don't think I want to get into a world where the federal government goes, we're allowing you to breathe. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. You're very nice.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm so scared about what's going to happen in the next 4 years. You know, I just am really, really afraid for my country, our country. You know, when our votes don't even count. I mean, it just really scares me to death.
Try to think of it as an adventure.
Yeah. Well, Blima wasn't too much of an adventure either. But anyway, y'all have a great day. And how about Home on the Range? That would be a good one for strippers not to do.
Let's go a little.
Home on the... Whoa! Hey!
Where the deer and the antelope. Thank you for the call, Tom. Have a lovely day. There you are. 545-9950, 844-455-9950, if you would like a response. Best answer online thus far, outside of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is a good one. Pop goes the weasel. Yeah, that's not something you want to see a stripper dance to. Unless it's the old third bass rap tune, you know. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel.
I've got mine coming up next, and it is so hard. I could never see someone strip into this.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it then. David Sears has a suggestion. We will also get into the latest food map. That's right, friends. It is the most popular fried chicken by state, or so they would have you believe. I personally don't for one second think this map is correct. Stick around. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened, just to hear the words the dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison, out in Frisco. For 10 long years I paid for what I'd done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my Rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister?
Yeah, that's a great stripper song right there.
Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes.
That's exactly what every stripper wants.
Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him.
Upbeat, happy, fast moving. Got a great beat, you can dance to it. I give it a 78, Dick. 545-9950, 844-455-9950, if you'd like, on board. Chuck Davis is my attorney. He should be your attorney. Why? Because he's an attorney who listens, an attorney who pays attention, and an attorney who wants to help. Not that all attorneys don't want to help. Look, no representation is made that legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. I'm only saying that sometimes when you deal with a lawyer, it sounds like they're speaking another language. Chuck is going to explain everything to you. He's going to put it in terms you can understand. And if you don't have a case, he'll tell you that too, and he'll tell you why you don't have a case. I love that about him because, you know, the last thing you want to do is waste a lot of time and waste a lot of money on something that's going nowhere, right? By the way, speaking of that, he also does divorces. So, ChuckDavisLaw.com. ChuckDavisLaw.com. He's doing $99 simple wills right now, and that's if everything you have is going to one person, but it keeps the state out of it, which is always good. If your will is more complex, it'll cost a little bit more, but not much. He didn't mind, did a great job, love it to death. Love the fact that he listens, love the way he asks pointed questions, love the way that he gets to the meat of the matter fairly quickly. That's Chuck Davis Law for personal injury cases. Doesn't always have to do with a car accident. Many times it's something else entirely. Land disputes, contract disputes, all of this, they do it. ChuckDavisLaw.com. Oh, by the way, your initial consultation with him is at no cost to you. 823-9992. 823-9992. Chuck Davis Law. He's my lawyer. He should be yours. Okay, so I got this map supposedly showing us the favorite chicken, a fast food fried chicken in every state. Now, first off, I have to take a bit of an issue with the concept of what is considered to be fried chicken. I guess anything that is a piece of chicken that is fried would qualify. But, you know, there are places that serve whole chickens, bone in, you know. It's cut into pieces, don't get me wrong. That would be your KFC, your churches. Bojangles does that.
Don't forget the deliciousness of Popeyes.
Popeyes does that, absolutely. Those are all places that you could point to and say, all right, these are all, you know, full range chicken places. Then there are places where you can really only get a chicken sandwich, like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is not going to serve you bone-in chicken.
Because if they did, they would have the market cornered.
Probably, yes. And then there are places that really only serve chicken fingers, right? Guthrie's would fall into that category. Does Zaxby's? I think I don't know that I've ever seen it. Seen wings.
They have chicken fingers. They have chicken fried chicken breast sandwiches, and they have chicken wings and boneless wings.
Okay, so really the wings are the only things that have bone in them. So again, yeah. I'm left at Zaxby's and going like I'm not sure that qualifies, but apparently it does according to this survey. Now here's the lie. Here's the first thing you need to know. Anybody want to take a stab at what according to this map, the most popular fried chicken place in Kentucky is? Because it should be obvious, right?
I'm going to guess it's Bojangles.
It is Bojangles.
Really? It's supposed to be. In the dark.
It should be KFC, shouldn't it? It's Kentucky, and it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why in the hell would it be anything other than KFC in Kentucky? Okay. Let me ask you this. What's the number one supposedly fried chicken fast food place in Louisiana?
See, I want to say it would be Popeyes because
of course you do
the best place. But I'm going to guess they're probably going to say Church's.
It is Church's. It's churches. They say churches is the favorite in Louisiana. It's the favorite in Alabama. I don't believe it. It's the favorite in Florida. What? Zaxby's only wins a handful of states, really. Tennessee, Indiana, let me see, Rhode Island. Let me see, this one over here is Utah. Okay, that's pretty much it for Zaxby's. That's all they win. Church's wins a bunch of states. Cane's, which we don't have here. It's actually really good, but it's another place that serves chicken fingers for the most part. So you're not talking about real chicken places. Minnesota, Ohio, Illinois. Let's see. There's Nebraska. There is Colorado. There's Arizona, California. Handful of places that like Cane's. Bojangles is in Pennsylvania. A handful of other states. Popeyes is Idaho and South Dakota, which I find interesting. Iowa, Arkansas, Mississippi. Okay, Popeyes somehow gets to Mississippi, but not Louisiana. Does that make sense? And then KFC pretty much everywhere else. KFC all up and down the East Coast. KFC in North Dakota, KFC in Wyoming, KFC in, I don't know what that state is. I need to refresh
Colorado,
my mind.
Colorado, Montana.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Oregon as well. So that's, and yeah, I none of this is making any sense to me. I don't,
all right.
First off, I used to live in Florida, and I can tell you the number one chicken joint down there by far is Cane's. By far. Okay? So I don't understand that.
How did Chick-fil-A not win Alabama or Georgia? I don't understand that either.
They say Chick-fil-A didn't come in higher than third in any state. And I'm like, what? Even Georgia? It didn't come in beyond third in Georgia? Okay. I have to question this. But this is one of those states, like one of those maps that, like, remember around Christmas they had one that was the favorite Christmas movie in every state, and ours was Four Christmases? I was like, no. Alabama's favorite Christmas movie is not Four Christmases. I guarantee it.
It's just Die Hard.
Absolutely. Obviously. I think we all agree with that. Panera has introduced a new teriyaki chicken and broccoli bowl. May actually drag me into that chick food place. Teriyaki chicken and broccoli bowl features seared chicken thighs, tossed in teriyaki sauce, pickled red onions, diced cucumbers, emerald greens, fresh cilantro, and mayo, toasted on artisan ciabatta. While prices may vary, you can expect to pay around $11 for this thing. The one thing you can say about Panera is that they give you a big-ass bowl of food when you walk in, don't they? I mean, I don't think I've ever left Panera going, I didn't get enough to eat. They do kind of try to sell themselves as healthy, but a lot of that has to do with what you order once you get through their doors.
Would you like to add a cookie for another dollar?
Exactly. They have a lot of salads, but then they also break out this, new pepperoni flatbread pizza and four cheese flatbread pizza. Features a brand signature crisp crust topped with fresh mozzarella, traditional pepperoni, market tomato bell pepper sauce. Meanwhile, the four cheese flatbread topped with creamy white garlic sauce, a combination of Parmesan mozzarella, fontina, and feta cheeses. Yeah, that certainly sounds healthy. Count me in. You can get two flatbread pizzas, two salads for $23. That's the so-called flatbread family feast. Or three flatbread pizzas and three salads for $29, I'll take that. I don't know what you're going to eat, David, but I'll take that deal. And
that's another thing I had forgotten about until after when your frozen pizza question. Remember those Stouffer's French bread pizzas?
Oh, God, yes.
Though no one mentioned those, and I was like, I should have said that instead of Screaming Sicilian, because those flatbread pizzas and Totino pizza rolls were what I would eat after school, which is part of the reason why I was so big. But still, I absolutely love those.
My mom, that was one of the few unhealthy foods my mom would let in the house. And I don't know why she thought that Stouffer's French bread pizzas were okay, like somehow they were acceptable. But yeah, I ate the hell out of those when I was a kid. Those things were fantastic. I did pick up a whole bunch of frozen pizzas yesterday when I went to the store because, I was completely out. Three Totinos, one Screamin' Sicilian, one DiGiorno, and one store brand. I won't bother telling you the toppings because you really don't care. I'm not sure why I told you exactly everything that I just bought. It's none of your damn business. Leave my freezer alone. Go look in your own freezer. Snooze time.